This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wednesday, March 27th. Starting out the day with a mix of sun and clouds, an afternoon thunderstorm is on the way, though, with a high of 67. An evening thunderstorm is also possible with a low of 45. Here are today's headlines. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and prosecutors agreed to dismiss almost 9-year-old criminal charges Tuesday if the Republican state official completes community supervision and pays about $270,000 in restitution. Terms of the 18-month intervention agreement announced Tuesday in a pretrial hearing that had been delayed from last week also include 100 hours of community service and 15 hours of legal education classes focused on ethics. Paxton was to face trial on April 15th on 3 felony counts, including 2 charges of securities fraud. If Paxton, who was in the courtroom Tuesday, completes the terms of the arrangement, the charges will not appear on his record. In a statement after the hearing, Paxton said he did not admit guilt under the agreement, which was proposed by prosecutors. Brian Weiss, who was appointed as a special prosecutor in the case, had said earlier this year that an agreement without an admission of guilt would not be appropriate in this case. But on Tuesday, Weiss said Paxton's decision to pay restitution offered a rare opportunity to undo any wrongdoing to the victims. Paxton will have 18 months to pay the $270,000 to former state representative Byron Cook and the estate of Florida businessman Joel Hochberg, who died last year. In other news, Dallas officials say the city should move forward with plans to redevelop a vacant Oak Cliff Hospital into housing for people experiencing homelessness, even though area residents oppose the idea and want the city to sell the property. Christine Crossley, the city's Homeless Solutions Office Director, told city council members Monday the city could hire a developer to turn the 12-acre Southampton Road site into a 100-unit facility for youth, families, or seniors who are homeless. The space would also include wellness and health services for residents, as well as skill-building classes. Other parts of the land could be redeveloped for market-rate homes, commercial retail, restaurants, or some other private development. Crossley said city officials planned to talk to area residents before making a final decision on what to do with the former University General Hospital site, closed since 2014. Next up, a North Texas school teacher has legally changed his name to literally anybody else and announced he is running for U.S. president. Formerly known as Dustin Ebby, Eltz said he is deeply unhappy with 2024 presidential candidates Joe Biden and Donald Trump, so he requested a name change in January to make a point. Eltz's long-shot presidential bid is attracting widespread attention. On Tuesday, the 35-year-old told the Dallas Morning News he is fielding a flurry of calls from news outlets across the U.S., and as far as Germany and India. Interviews with radio and television stations are piling up. Eltz knows he faces near impossible odds. Just getting on the ballot will be difficult. In Texas, an independent candidate needs 113,151 signatures of registered voters who did not vote in the presidential primary or either party by May 13th to get on the ballot, per state law. Other states have their own requirements and deadlines. And Christmas came early this year for fans who've been wondering about Fruitcake, the movie about a nearly $17 million scandal in Corsicana that never got made. After disruptions due to COVID and the Hollywood strikes, the film about Collin Street Bakery is back on with a new cast starring Jennifer Garner and Paul Walter Hauser. Max Winkler will direct. Filming will begin this summer in North Texas, according to Red Sanders, president of Fort Worth-based Red Productions and a producer on Fruitcake. The movie follows Sandy Jenkins, a Collin Street accounting executive who siphoned millions of dollars from the business from at least 2004 to 2013 while working at its flagship Corsicana location. Sandy's story made waves for details like his and his wife's multi-million dollar watch and jewelry collection, $50,000 wine collection, hundreds of private jet flights, $10,000 mattress, a Santa Fe vacation home, and a small fleet of luxury cars. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.